What's up? Freedom Tech. Happy weekend to everybody. I'm checking YouTube to make sure we got audio. I am unmuted now. I need to add that to my list of things to check. But here we go. So it should be coming in here soon on YouTube. There it is. All right, sweet. We got audio. I assume we're live on X because I just got a repost from Santos. Thanks, Santos, for retweeting it. And then we should be live on zap.stream. Yes, we are. So I'm going to share that URL over on Primal. So let's post that here. Let's go. Okay. Post. Post Malone. How's everybody doing? How you feeling this weekend? I know it's Friday morning for some people. Other people, Friday is ending. So it's the weekend. I am on the road this week. We have a few streamers in here already. Welcome, everybody. Got the chat open so I can monitor the situation. I hope that my internet is good because I'm at a hotel right now. So you never know what the internet's going to be like. So I turned on the quality of the video. I might be a little choppy, a little grainy. So my apologies, but hey, it's better than nothing. And then this might be a shorter stream because I got stuff to do. I'm here with my amazing wife and here with some friends, and we're going to go out and enjoy the day. So I've got to make this short. But I'm in a cool hotel room with some sweet wood paneling on the wall behind me. I wish I could show you the view in front of me because it's way better than this wooden wall, but I couldn't get it to work. But beautiful sunny day here. Got lots of people outside, got beautiful landscape, ocean water, boats going by, all sorts of great stuff. Okay, and as you can tell from other streams, I've gotten quite a bit of sun, which is actually the topic about today's stream. So now that we've given people a few minutes to join and verified that I'm not on mute anymore, let's go ahead and talk about the topic of the day. And again, probably going to make this a little bit shorter. So let me go ahead and bust open screen share. First, I got to turn off my notifications because I'm doing this all from my laptop. Don't have a second screen today to operate, so I don't want all of my notifications flying by on the screen, know what I mean? Okay. All right. I also don't have my home server because I didn't feel like setting up. I mean, I have VPN. I could VPN into it, but with my internet being the way it is, I didn't want to like risk doing both at the same time. So let me look over. I probably won't see the zap.stream chat, unfortunately. So if you chat on there, I appreciate it, but I'm probably not going to see it. Looking at zap.stream. Oh yeah, we are still live. Okay. Got 9 viewers over there. Sweet. Hello to the Primal Noster users over on zap.stream. Got 8 people over here on the other platforms. This is great. And then what else? All right. It's always hard when you don't have your normal setup for stuff like this. You get so used to it that you got to make sure all the pieces are in place. So let me go ahead and hit share screen now. I'm gonna do that scary thing where I share the entire screen. Should I? I don't know. Entire screen. Okay. Got the entire screen going. And I'm going to share. This is my Orion browser. This is where I like to do a lot of my stuff. And here we go. All right. So first, we're talking about the daylight computer today. I'm actually gonna try a 2-camera situation with this week, where I'm actually gonna try and switch cameras and show you the daylight computer from my phone camera, filming it that way. So maybe let's actually jump into that first. I should have thought of that before I hit go. Stop screen sharing. Let's change cameras to my phone. There we go. All right, this is the daylight computer. What's up? So this is, if you aren't familiar with it, it's kind of like a lot of people compare it to the Kindle e-ink tablets. It's not exactly E-Ink, but it is a full tablet computer. It runs Android OS, and it so it can install Android apps on it. You can sideload. It is a Googled device, which some people don't like, but we're going to get into that because there's more than meets the eye with that. They're working on a Linux installation that you can flash onto it, so you don't have to have a Google device if you don't want to, making it full-on great Freedom Tech. There are a bunch of buttons here that actually don't do anything yet. Like this orange button doesn't do anything yet. This orange button on top doesn't do anything yet, but they're working on it. I guess that they're future-proofing for new stuff they want to bring, but these are just volume buttons here on the side, and then you've got your power button here on top. It's got a couple microphones. It's got speaker grills on the bottom, USB-C to make it easy. I got a bunch of sand in it when I was using it when I was taking my photo for this podcast. For the stream, but I was able to get the sound out, no problem. You can see my USB port is nice and clean now. But why this device, right? You might notice it has like an amber glow to it, and that is intentional. I have that turned on right now. One of the biggest things about this device is that it is the first, they claim it to be the first hardware device that does not emit blue light if you don't want it to at the hardware level. So a lot of our devices have this setting where you can like turn on night mode and you can try and get rid of some of the blue light. Like Apple calls it night shift, for example. But when they've measured the actual colors, temperature coming from the screen, there still is quite a bit of blue light coming out of the screen. And we're going to get into that here, is like why that even matters. But this one, they went to the hardware level and actually made it so that you can change the settings to physically not create any blue light off of the screen. And I'll show you how to do that here. So when I just swipe down from the top, I can drag this little like fire thing here. Sorry, I'm like so shaky here. If I drag that all the way over, this is like a normal device screen. See how the color temperature changed? So now it's kind of, whoa, my phone's being weird. The color temperature changed. Now it's more of the traditional color that you would see on a Kindle or on a regular device that's black and white. I can also change the brightness, obviously, right? You can do that. But I like, and you can adjust. I honestly like just keeping it all the way down, because if I'm going to be using this device to help remove the amount of blue light in my life, then I'm just going to turn it all the way down. And I've gotten quite used to it. At first, I was like, whoa, this is very amber. But after using it just for a very short time, I've gotten used to it and I don't really notice it as much anymore. So that is the device. We're going to go over, I'm going to switch back to my screen now and kind of show you some of the reasons why I think this is important. So switch back to this, get off of my shaky cam. There we go. And then let me share my screen again. Share entire screen. Boom. Boom. Okay, I promised this was gonna be shorter. We'll say I promised my wife is gonna be shorter. So let's do this. Why do we care about this light stuff? I'm sure a lot of people listening right now, this is probably not news to you, but the light that we consume in our lives has an effect on us. We're learning a lot in recent times, but also over the decades, a lot of studies have happened about the different color temperatures of light and the hours that we have light, right? If you think about humans throughout history, we grew up and we lived based off the sun rising and the sun setting. And then and our sleep patterns all revolved around that. Our whole day revolved around that. Then we invented fire, and we can now have fire and have a little bit later evenings, right? But fire still gave off more a red kind of amber color to it. And so we evolved with that. Then we invented the light bulb and electricity, you know, same time. And suddenly we could have daytime at nighttime and stay up later. And there are a lot of knock-on effects from that, right? So I quickly tossed this into Maple just to say, like, give me a short bullet point on the pros and cons of sunlight, artificial light at night from light bulbs and our device screens and the effect on human health. So DeepSeek went, thought for 25 seconds, it gave me some pros and cons. this everything with AI, you've got to like verify, and some of it is when you have science that's still being researched, AI is not going to be 100% correct because there are new things being discovered. As well as if you are someone who wants to look at more decentralized science and decentralized medicine, where you look at studies that are coming from anywhere in the world, then AI might not have the right answer for you because AI tends to look at what is the general consensus of things. But let me read this to you because in my studies so far, a lot of this passes the smell test, some of it doesn't, but it'll give us a good primer here. So, sunlight, some of the pros and cons of sunlight, right? Vitamin D production, essential for bone health through skin exposure. Mood improvement, it reduces depression, enhances well-being. And then your circadian regulation, it helps maintain natural sleep and wake cycles. The cons are skin damage, prolonged exposure, increased risk of sunburn and skin cancer, eye damage, potential risk of cataracts from UV exposure. The last one, the eye damage one, I'm seeing a lot of people challenging that. Obviously, don't look directly at sunlight. Maybe that's what it's talking about. But being out in the sun without sunglasses, do research on sunglasses. Years and years ago, I've really never liked sunglasses, but probably 10, 15 years ago, I realized they were just giving me headaches. And I felt better when I wasn't wearing them outside. In fact, I told an eye doctor one time that my head feels better if I glance up at the sun for like a second. And she was like, "Whoa, don't do that." Right? I'm not a doctor. Don't take my advice. If you go blind looking at the sun, you can't blame me. But I've had these like moments in my life where I've experienced things that make me feel better. And then I've started learning more about sunlight and many of the benefits that it has. So sometimes we just got to pay attention to our bodies, but then also do research. So circadian regulation is a huge one, right? We talked about the sun coming up, sun going down, and the importance on our lives. And if you think about staying up later at night and messing with your sleep schedule, and just all of the crazy things, knock-on effects that that can have in your overall health and well-being. I know that nutrition is a big topic right now, especially in the United States, with the whole MAHA movement and trying to remove some of the toxins and poisons and fake foods that we eat and the effect it has on our body. I definitely think that those are important. But I also, from things that I'm learning and from my own experience, I think that one of the biggest culprits to all of this is the light that we have in our lives and the light exposure that we have, specifically at night after the sun goes down and keeping us awake longer. And then we get, not only do we get shorter sleep, but we get less sleep. So it's lower quality sleep. And I think that's even more important. But then there's also just the like radio waves. We have more radio waves going on around us. And, being emitted from our Wi-Fi, from our technology, as well as from the lights and the different color temperature lights that we get. There's all sorts of stuff working together. So we constantly look at these charts of the rise in obesity and the rise in chronic illness and chronic pain. And there are correlations to be made to the quality of our food. And there are also very strong correlations to be made to the rise in electricity and artificial lights in our lives. So I'm just trying to give you some primers here of things that you can go study on your own. We're here to look at freedom technology, right? What greater freedom technology do we have than sunlight? Why are we talking about the daylight computer? Well, they name themselves after sunlight because this is being hailed as the device that can support your well-being, can support your sleep, your overall health, all that. I want to quickly glance down here at artificial light because let's look at that real quick, right? The pros are nighttime activities. It enables activities after dark. Okay, so we can party at night. Other stuff too. Safety improves visibility and reduces accidents. Yeah, sure. Adjustability can be tailored in brightness and color for different needs. So those are the pros that it came up with, right? The pros for sunlight was like better bone health, mood improvement and better sleep. And down here for artificial light, it's like you can stay up later and you can adjust the brightness. The cons: circadian disruption interferes with natural sleep and wake cycles. Sleep disorders may lead to insomnia or other sleep issues. Health concerns, possible links to obesity, diabetes, and cardiovascular issues. Should we just stop the stream right there? Like, wow. Okay. And device screens are, the pros are communication and access, facilitates interaction and information sharing. So we use these to share information like we're doing right now. You're watching me on a screen or you're listening to me being shared on a device. Nighttime tasks, allows activities without needing bright lights. So you can stay up and work late in your dark room when your significant other is asleep next to you. That's one of the pros of device screens. They only shared two. Cons, blue light exposure, suppresses melatonin, affecting sleep quality. Cons, eye strain, prolonged screen time can cause discomfort and vision blurriness. Sleep interference may lead to chronic sleep deprivation and health-related risks. Okay, so I just want to point out, this is just AI. This is not gospel. This is not the source of truth. But I felt like I gave it a fairly unbiased prompt, right? Give me short bullet points on the pros and cons of sunlight, artificial light at night from light bulbs and our device screens, and human health. And that's what it gave us. That basically the pros for artificial light and device screens were mostly related to like, how do we help humans stay up later at night? And then the cons were like, oh yeah, kind of like really bad health problems could result from that. And for sunlight, the pros were, it's gonna make you feel better. It's gonna have really good benefits to your health. And the cons were, increased exposure could increase things like sunburn and skin cancer and potential eye damage, right? But those I feel like could be mitigated. I am biased right now in the way that I am reading these, but I think it's fairly objective that limiting your amount of artificial light, especially at night, and then getting more measured exposure to the outdoors and sunlight can have big benefits to your health overall and to your well-being. So I'm not a doctor. I would recommend that you look into these things more, because it sure seems like one of the easiest things that you can do to increase your well-being overall is to get outside more, get some sunlight every day. I'm not saying go sit in the sun for 8 hours a day, but get some sunlight exposure, even like 15 minutes. And they say, even if you have like, even if there's clouds in the sky, there's still some UV coming through. If it's cold outside and you're wearing long sleeve and pants, but the sun is out, the sun is still getting through those in some amount that can give you benefit. So just get outside more. A lot of benefit to it. And then at night, try to darken your home more. I get that it's very difficult for us just to revert back to 1000 BC, where once the sun goes down, we just turn off all electricity in our house. So I'm going to be a realist instead and say, just reduce your lights. Try to make your house darker. You don't need all of the lights on constantly. If you're not in that room anymore, turn it off. I used to be someone who, once the sun went down, I wanted all the lights on because I wanted to still feel alive and feel like, you know, the day was still going. But as I've learned about this, I've started doing the opposite. And I will tell you that I fall asleep very quickly at night, and I wake up very easily in the morning. Part of that, well, I wake up in the morning pretty easily, and part of it is because I'm currently running, doing the startup Maple with my co-founder, and there's a lot of stress that comes along with it, right? So when I wake up in the morning, like, my first thought is on my company and on what we're doing and like our future development and our future longevity as a company. So there's definitely a stress that comes with that, and I think that wakes me right up. However, at night, that stress could keep me up, but it doesn't. I fall asleep almost immediately once we decide, okay, let's go to sleep. I'm asleep within 5 minutes. And I sleep through the night. Maybe I wake up once to go to the bathroom, and then I'm back asleep again. So I have seen a marked improvement in my sleep schedule from just reducing light at night. And then traveling. I've traveled quite a bit since I've been learning about this more. And in the morning, wherever I am, I get up and try to be up as the sun is coming up. And I feel like that has really helped me out a lot with adjusting to the new time zones. I've done small time zone jumps and very large ones. I've fallen asleep really well. I have gotten up really well in the morning. I have not had trouble adjusting at all. And I attribute that to trying to get myself on the light schedule wherever I am, as well as food and water intake. I try to adjust to the light schedule where I am. So I think those have all helped. Daylight computer, we're here talking about this, and how long have we been going now? Man, I've been rambling, but I think this is an important topic that people need to learn more about. So I showed you the computer on the camera, how many people we have. I can't really check on numbers, but we've got over a dozen people now. We talked about the device. I used my phone camera to show you the device a bit. But this computer is meant to get you outside more. So I like to work outside more as much as I can. This will get you out there. I love using this as a reading device. So I've been using it on the road. I use it at the beach. I use it at the pool. I just use it out on the patio. And it can sit in the sun. If you try to put your phone out in the sun or an iPad or something, after about, I don't know, half hour of direct sunlight exposure, it's going to turn off and say that it's too hot and it needs to be taken out of the sun. You're also like damaging your device when you do that. This computer is the opposite. It's made to be out in the sun. And so I will leave it sitting there on a chair in the sun for over an hour. And when I come back to it, it is not hot to the touch. I can turn it on and read no problem, or, you know, access work stuff on there, no problem. And then reading on it is great because I'm going to get off the screen actually to save bandwidth. Reading on is great because I can read directly in the sunlight and there's no glare. The screen is like this really cool etched screen that does not have a glare to it. And then I can adjust the color temperature as I need to in order to read directly in the sunlight. So it's awesome. Here's the Freedom Tech portion of the Daylight computer. So if you don't want to have a Googled device, this is Googled Android. They're working on getting a Linux installation that you can flash onto the DC1, which is the Daylight Computer 1. There are a lot of hints that maybe a phone is in the works. I would love for them to make a phone. A lot of people want them to. Nothing's been officially announced, but I have to imagine it's in the works based off of just a lot of rumblings I'm seeing. But there's a hacker community. This is the wiki. They also have a Discord you can join. So you can join the Discord here, as well as they have GitHub, right? Let's go look at their GitLab installation. So they're not on GitHub, even though they use the GitHub logo here. It's actually GitLab. So they must have switched over. But yeah, they're doing their own version of Linux that they can flash onto it. So if you want to go be a participant in that, go do it. They have like, let's see. So on their Twitter, they had like a hangout on Discord back in January where you could go and do like a live activity where they're hanging out together. But they're on there all the time. So go chat with people on there if you want to. But I think it's really cool that they're working on that. So I'm probably going to end the stream here. There was a shout out that I wanted to do from last week's episode. Let me see if I can pull that up real quick. Some people sent me boosts on these. And a boost is something where with Podcasting 2.0, you can go on to the Fountain app or another podcasting app that does Podcasting 2.0. And you can actually like send a tip, send a zap, send a boost, whatever you want to call it. Send a little bit of money over to the person doing the podcast. And you can attach a comment to it, or you don't have to. But you can basically say, hey, I liked your episode. Here's a little bit of money. And you can also do it where you stream money to them. So as you're listening, you're sending like a fraction of a penny every minute that you listen, or 1 penny per minute that you're listening, something like that. I personally do that to support the shows that I like listening to. But I want to read the boosts that came in. So let me see if I can find this really quick so I can read that. I should have had this prepared, but again, I'm on a trip. So my preparation is not as high quality as it usually is, which is not very high quality. All right, so this one is from Owen, sent 121 sats, which is Bitcoin. One thing I found was missing when I tested organic maps, which is what we talked about last week, was multiple route choices when you navigate, a feature I am keen on. There's a feature request open in GitHub, as far as I know, but it isn't yet to be added. So when you're doing, we talked about organic maps, which is based on the OpenStreetMap project, trying to get away from using things like Google and other map services. So Owen is saying that when you search, it just gives you one path instead of showing you multiple paths that you can choose from. Somebody else pointed out during the live stream that there is not live traffic, like car traffic analysis either inside organic maps. And then another person pointed out that organic maps is undergoing some drama right now from a project standpoint, where they actually forked off of another project. That's how organic maps was born. But now there's some drama around whether it should become a nonprofit, because it's currently a corporation, and there might be some kind of money. There's been accusations of money embezzlement or something like that. I don't know if any of that's true, but I just wanted to call that out, that there are some accusations being thrown around out there about it. So you can look into it if you care. However, in all my research, there was nothing to say that the actual integrity of the data and the open source software itself is in jeopardy. It's just the people running it and not following some of the governance promises that were maybe made, or expectations that were set. So that's a follow-up from last week. All right, thanks for joining the stream today and this weekend. Let me end the screen share here. Let's stop sharing screen. Hope you all have a great weekend. Go out, get some sunlight, as much as you think is healthy for you, and do some more research into light, natural sunlight, artificial light, devices, things coming off of our screens. If you want to look into the Daylight Computer, I absolutely love it. It goes on the road with me everywhere now. It is my road warrior. It connects to Wi-Fi easily wherever I am, and I can use it in the sunlight. I can use it at night. I love that it has its own backlight. So if I'm reading at night in bed, I can turn the backlight really low. I don't have to have the lights on in the room to read. But then also, it has no blue light, and so I can read and then fall asleep really quickly if I want to, which is so nice, because if I was reading on a different device that had blue light coming out of it, it definitely messes me up with falling asleep. So I like that. Check out Daylight Computer. Check out their Linux project that they have going on, where they want to go like full Freedom Tech open source on your device and give you 100% control over what you're doing. But the project is really cool. The people are really cool on the Daylight project, as well as the Linux hack project. So this is Marks. I'm Marks. Check me out on Twitter, Marks_FTW, Freedom Tech Weekend. And go out and get some sun this weekend. All right. Have a good one. We'll see you on the next one. Have a good weekend. Later.